came here and I feel like the East Coast gave me more backbone, like, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like I have more of, like, I don't give a fuck attitude.
I can definitely see that.
At home, I cared so much about people. I cared so much about what they thought, things like that. I came out here, I was like, fuck y'all. Like, it is what it is, you know? This is just life, you know? So I feel like the East Coast has really built my backbone. So now I can go back to the West Coast and I can thrive and I can make sure that I'm using that hustle that I gained out here, you know, and the skills that I gained out here or whatever, and take those with me.
Hello, my kings and queens. It is Jamar and Zil of the Let's Get Real podcast. How are you guys doing today? Today, I have the lovely Jackie Nina today. She's a model, a host. She has her own podcast. She's just an entrepreneur in general, just a boss bitch. And I don't know a lot about her. She's a new friend of mine. So we're going to learn about her together and about her life and about where she's going and her creativity just as a person. And I'm gonna let her to her own horn. All right, so Jackie, how you doing today?
I am good. I am here. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me. About myself, am I talking too fast? No. Okay.
No, you didn't let me.
Okay. I'll talk about myself first. So I'm Jackie. I am an influencer. I'm a model. I am a host. I have my own podcast that I am in the process of revamping. And yeah, that's a little bit about myself, I guess. Like what I do on the, you know, day to day or my hobbies.
Okay, well, we're going to get a little bit deeper into it. Like you can get a little bit deeper into it. So first, I'd like to do a couple of icebreakers. Mm-hmm. We do want to start off and we're going to talk a little bit.
Okay.
Get serious. And then we're going to do another little icebreaker just to break the tension if you get a little bit too serious.
Okay.
So the first icebreaker question I'm going to ask. Let me see. I got three that I picked out. Let me see which one I want to ask you first. Was this your fashionista?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you.
I'm like nervous.
I got two that's really good, actually.
Okay. We're going to go with the first one. Okay.
What's the most embarrassing fashion trend you have followed in your younger days that you now look back on and cringe?
Oh my gosh. That is a good question. I don't know. I feel like I didn't really do too many fashion trends. Well, if I did, it was in the trend at the time. So it wasn't like off, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I feel like more so.
It like it's cringe. Because it's like, if you show this to your kids okay. for 20 years, you're like, ooh, did I do that?
When we all were doing the big bulky eyebrows. And it's more makeup than it is fashion in that case. Okay. But you know what I'm talking about? When everybody first started like penciling their eyebrows. It was probably like 2012.
Like thick eyebrows?
Thick eyebrows. Yes. No.
They not thick.
If you if I show you old pictures, you're gonna be like, oh,
I'm not, you gotta give me one so I can put up on the. Up on the
I'm gonna have to find one, probably find on Facebook or something, like when I was really in high school type of situation. I'm 27.
27. Okay, all right. So were you on MySpace?
That's yeah.
the crazy thing I gotta ask.
Like, I was on MySpace.
Like, how old were you? Like, yeah, you was on MySpace.
I was on MySpace. I was in the age where we, you know, we had Rocket Power, Cat Dog, all those shows. Yeah, that was me. All
right. You ain't never been a Black Planet.
What?
BlackPanet.com. That's how you really can tell somebody's age.
No.
Actually, mom, behind
I don't
the camera,
think so.
You on Black Planet?
What is that?
You
know
what I'm on Black Planet? Oh, okay, dang.
How old are you?
Y'all was it. I'm the youngest. I'm the second youngest person in this room, first of all.
Second youngest? I'm older than you?
But I'm not. No. I'm the second youngest.
Okay, second youngest. So he's the oldest. Okay.
I'm the first youngest. No, I'm the first. Yeah, I obviously said that wrong. I'm the first.
Okay, you're the first youngest. And no, I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest in the room, but I'm the first youngest in the room.
Okay. Okay.
So,
okay.
But.
No, I don't even know what that is. No.
Black Planet was MySpace for Black people before MySpace came out.
No, I didn't have that. But I had MySpace.
Yeah, Black Planet came out way before MySpace. And then when MySpace came out, it took over from Black Planet.
Okay.
So, like, so I guess you've never been on Tag.
No.
That's another one.
I'm like, no, what is that? No.
I must have been on the internet way more than I thought I was.
Oh my God.
There's a couple of sites, like, a couple of social media sites that was like popping way back then.
I never heard about them. Ever. No. Okay. I mean, maybe I was just out the loop or just too young. Maybe I was just too young at the time. Because when I had MySpace, I was like, what, 10?
Well, how old were you able to like search the internet, you know, without your parents?
I was searching the internet. Look, my mom didn't know I was searching the internet. Like, I was doing my thing. Like, I was, you know, we're all young and curious and want to know what's on the internet. So probably, I don't know, like 7, 8, whenever I got a phone.
Whenever you got a phone?
Probably like 7, 8, I had a flip phone. Then we had the Sidekicks. Then we had.
If you were 7, that means I would have been.
Maybe 7, 8, right?
I would have been about 11.
11?
I'm 32.
Okay, you're 32. I was going to guess 30. You look good. Okay. I was going to guess 30. That's good.
All right, I'm 32.
Okay.
So I'm 5 years older than you. So if you were 7,
Yeah, you were like 11.
I was like 11. So that makes sense.
So that's why I wasn't on whatever that was. But well, I had MySpace because everybody had MySpace. And I loved changing my page on MySpace. Yeah, you can't do that on Instagram. You can't do that on Twitter, now X or whatever they want to call it. And then you can't do it on none of them. Like,
that really was.
That would be dope if you could do it on Instagram or something.
You can make it more personalized.
Yes.
That way. Because that's how everybody in MySpace was different. And I remember it too. Like, especially because it's like, that's the first time people was like coding.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to get this animated background on my MySpace. It's going to be like popping. I got like sparkling text and stuff.
Yep. I was so excited about changing my MySpace page. I would do all the time. But now I'm just like, you know, social media is what it is. It's definitely advanced. But I feel like there's certain things they could have took from the old school social media and brought into the new school social media.
Let's talk about social media now. Because you have a big following.
Yes. It's taken a long time.
Over half a million.
Yes.
Spread across the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So talk about your progress. So.
Oh my. Okay. So when I was 20, so that was 7 years ago, I was in college and I was just in my room just taking pictures. And I took selfies all the time anyways, you know, I was like, why am I not utilizing this? Also, when I was younger, I did so many different things.
I don't want to cut you off, but I just got to say, for somebody that's never been on a video podcast, like, she got it already.
What do you
mean? She's looking at her cameras, like, directly into the... She ain't afraid to look into the
I mean, I just have to speak, right? I don't know.
Like, she got it out. You go to the store. Okay. She got it out. She ready.
Okay, I'm ready. So, pretty much when I was younger, I did everything. Let's start there. Like, just growing up, my mom put me in everything. I did dance. I did tap. I did track. I did basketball, volleyball, cheerleading. I literally did it all. Literally, I played piano. I did voice lessons, although I feel like I can't sing anymore because I didn't take it seriously, but I was in like choir and stuff. So my mom put me in piano. No, I cannot sing anymore. Like, I feel like I cannot sing. Like, that was when I was really young. I was like 5, maybe 6. You know what I mean? She put me in piano. I was in choir. So she's like, you need some voice lessons. You're in choir. So she put me on all of that stuff. So I feel like I've always been really open to trying new things and like doing new things. But I did a fashion show when I was younger and I always loved fashion. I always liked to dress up, do my makeup, do this, do that. So when I turned 20 and I was just in my room with my roommates, I was like, guys, I'm about to be a freaking influencer. But I didn't know that that's what it was called then. Like, it wasn't called influencing. It was just like, what, Instagram model? I don't know. Okay. That was like 2016. Instagram model more so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't influencer yet. So I was just like, I'm just going to take my pictures and post it. They called it influencers?
Because I was doing YouTube and I was calling myself an influencer.
Okay.
Yes.
Beginning of the influencers then, because it wasn't too deep yet. Like, it was very fresh. Like, that was when Ruby Rose and Miracle Watts and all those girls first started coming out, like around that year. So anyways, I started taking pictures and then I would reach out to companies and I would ask them like, hey, can I do a review on your product? Because I had my own little blog. And I would share that with people. And eventually companies just started sending me products in the beginning. I didn't get paid for anything. Clearly my following was not as big as it was now, but it was probably like,
I
want to say like 30 or 40K, maybe 50K then. Like, it was growing.
What platform was that?
Instagram. Instagram. That's why Instagram is my platform with my most followers, because I've been on there the longest. That's where I really started. But yeah, I probably had like 30 or 40K then, which really wasn't too bad. You know, there was a lot of, or there was less girls that were doing influencer stuff. Right now, I feel like Instagram and all these platforms are very saturated. That's not a bad thing because everybody can showcase whatever their talent is or whatever they love to do. But at the same time, I was like, back then you had a little bit more chance, a little bit more opportunity. You stood out just a little bit more compared to now. You know what I mean? So anyways, they started sending me clothes and I would do my reviews. Once I got to 100K is really when I started to get paid for things. Like, and now my media kit, it really just depends on what the campaign is. Like, it can range. I don't want to talk about my funds or whatever, but just know we're doing pretty well with our campaigns now. But back then it was just kind of like $100, you know, $150, things like that. But it's grown as I've clearly grown as well.
What's a campaign?
So a campaign, it can consist of different things. So it could be like a Reels video. Back then we didn't have Reels. It was just videos. Yeah. And then Like, they'll do like, oh, we didn't have a carousel post either. It was just straight posts. It's, carousel posts are the ones where you can do like five posts in one. We didn't have that back then either. But one post would normally be $100 for me, rather it be video or photo. Now I separate the prices. If I'm doing a video, that's more timing. That's more editing. That's more stuff that I got to do. So it's more money. That's just what it is now. Yeah, it's just more money now. But yeah, it really wasn't bad. It would probably be like two or three posts that I would do for them. That would be like the whole campaign. And then normally they'll give you a contract. You'll sign your contract. Some of them might be consistent where it's like monthly. Like you might have a contract that lasts a year. So you're doing posts for them, you know, once a month or whatever it is. But it really just ranges on like the brand and where they see whatever campaign they're trying to do go at the end of the day. So. Yeah.
What's your I know you have like really one big brand collaboration.
Which one?
It's the fashion. It was a clothing brand.
Shein? Lovely Wholesale.
That was
Yeah, Lovely Wholesale. We did like it was pretty much like Lovely Wholesale times Jackie Nina. So I had my own collection.
Yeah.
So that was my biggest one. And that would I say that that's where I made the most? I don't even think that's where I made my most money, though. I made my most money doing live streaming, actually. I live streamed for like a whole year. And it was this one, it was on Bego, if you're wondering like what platform it was. You know Bego?
No, I don't.
It's kind of like Twitch, like same type of thing. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Twitch or what
so
else?
So how did the branding go for
so
that?
Like, somebody emailed me. No.
Did you talk about it? I'm like, do you say you were doing a live stream? So were you talking about the product? Was the product being seen?
No, it had nothing to do with product. Like this company randomly reached out to me. They work with social media influencers. And I was like, is this legit? I don't know. So anyways, I had my mom look over my contract because I didn't have a manager then.
Okay.
And she was looking over my contract and she was like, I don't know. You know, maybe you should sit down with them. So we had like a conversation. They went over everything. Pretty much the bonus coming in was like $1,500, which, you know, that's not bad. You just get that just for doing 80 hours worth of live streaming. And then as you live stream, it's 80 hours. Okay. You had a time frame. It was like a whole month, you know, that you had to do it. As you live stream, you can get points. You can get rewards if people like your live stream. So the more that you get points and rewards, those add up to money at the end of the day. So I made a lot more money than just the $1,500. If that makes sense, because people were liking it, they were sending their little coins, their rewards, and then that stacks up.
So like, how did the brand integrate with it? Like, was it their platform?
No, I'm just saying this is just a random social media influencer company that reached out to me. So that brand deal is completely different. I was about to say that brand deal is probably the most that I got paid, but it's not. The live streaming was, yeah.
So that's why I'm asking. So you said the live stream. You said, who reached out to you to do the live stream?
It is a company. They're called, what is
it? Because my question is the why. Like, what did they get from it? From you?
Their social media. It's like okay. Do you know like an agency for social media influencers? That's the best way that I can explain it. They'll have a list of campaigns that you can do normally. Normally, you'll submit your campaign. You'll submit your media kit. For this one, they weren't trying to do a campaign. They're like, we have a company that wants live streaming. We need people to be on there. They want them to get to promote the app. At the end of the day. Yes, it was an app. I'm sorry. So Bego was new. Bego is the name of the app.
Okay.
It was a newer app. Nobody really knew about it. They were trying to compete with like a Twitch. And so that was really why they wanted more people to know about Bego itself.
Is it still up?
Yeah. Bego's popping.
It's still popping.
There's a lot of people that are over there. I don't know. Do you know Jason Lee?
Yeah,
yeah. He's big on Bego.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a pretty big following on there. So
there's so many platforms.
Yeah, right? There's so many platforms now. Yeah, definitely. But that's really what it was. That was the one that I got paid the most. But my biggest fashion campaign was the Lovely Wholesale one. Yeah.
So my real question was, which one was your favorite, like the most fun to do?
I don't like to live stream. I'm going to be honest. Like, it wasn't
awful. So I guess you're not going to do the NPC turn?
No.
You're not going to do it?
I don't think so.
You're not going to do it? You're not going to make it $7,000 in a day?
I don't know. For me, it was more like I just had to be so consistent with things where I can edit my videos or like I can take things. I like that. I like to sit down. I love editing. I like to take the time to sit down and edit for like an hour.
You
and I can hone in. Huh?
You want to edit this episode?
Oh, no. I'm going to let you do that. I'm going to let you do that one. Okay. But for my normal content, I like to sit down and edit. So for me, it's like I have to be really choosy with what you say. Like with what you say nowadays, you can say anything and people could take it the totally wrong way. Yeah. So for me, it's just really hard. And it's not like I couldn't do like a daytime television show that is like live. I could do something like that because more so you have like a teleprompter. You kind of know what you're talking about. But with live streaming, it's just so random. It's on the whim. It's just kind of like what's in the moment. So I just didn't know what I could give all the time or if I could always give that. Okay. You know?
Have you seen the new NPC trend that everybody's doing?
What the is AI that? Trend. Oh, the AI trend.
It's more of an NPC than an AI, though. But you know what I mean?
And that, and it's live streamed, right?
Yeah, you know, like the
girl I think I know what you're talking about.
Like
yeah.
She does like with a, she like had like a flower.
Yes.
And every time I put up an emoji, they react to their emoji.
Okay. They I think like, I know what you're like, talking about. I feel like I wouldn't be against that, actually.
Would you do it?
Maybe. I don't
like,
know.
You think you'd be good at it, though?
I don't know if I'd
That's
be good
thing,
at it.
The thing that the people that.
I don't know if I'd be good at it.
It might be a really good skill.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's a reaction speed.
Right.
It's memorizing every single action.
Right.
That they have to do. Because sometimes it'd be like 20 commands. And the people do it like so fast.
I don't know if I'd be good at it.
Because they'd be like, I see something like, thanks for the strawberries. Thanks for the love.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, a lot.
Yeah.
And they're like super fast too.
I don't know. Could you do it?
No, I don't have to, but I can do it.
I don't know if I could do it. I would have to practice and then see where it takes me.
I could. I would love to manage somebody that could do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll give it a try. Who knows?
Yeah,
I might be the one.
I shoot it. I'll make it look dope as hell.
Yeah.
But I just need a 25% cut.
Okay. We'll talk about the cut.
I think 25%. I think that's fair.
I mean, my manager doesn't even take 25% for me.
I mean, to be honest, if I had to go shoot, set up, like legit production for it.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay. If you're doing that
even,
too,
even
then
if
yes.
I charged
yes.
it, it'll probably still come out to about
I thought you were just talking about the ideas. You know what I mean. Okay.
No, I'm talking about me.
25% if you're doing production.
Like give you
yes.
like the look, like a nice little background. So you always look better than everybody else.
Right.
That's what I meant by that.
Like okay. 25%, we can agree on that. That's if it works.
If it works.
If it works. You never know. You never know. Right.
Or we can talk.
Okay.
All right. So. We talked about you influencing. We talked about all of that, but let's get the real Jackie. So you are not from the DMV.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I am from Seattle, Washington. I like the DMV. Don't get me wrong. There's great things in the DMV. There's a lot more culture.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to the comparisons already. Okay. There's a lot more culture in the DMV. I really enjoy that. I love being around my people and being able to see a Black person walk down the street and be like, hi. Not saying that at home, there's no Black people. There are, right? It's just less. It's less, yes. I feel like Seattle's more like demographic-wise, more like white and Asian, more so. Mm. Even like Hispanic. We have a lot of Hispanics, especially, you know, within like construction.
I don't know why I always saw Seattle like a melting pot too.
It is. I mean, we have a little bit of everything. We do, but you come out here and you have so much more culture, I feel like. And then my dad is from St. Thomas, so I'm half Caribbean as well. So I came out here and I'm like, wow. All my people, like at home, it's just very like black and white. Like you'll kind of just get what you get. But I have to say our Asian food is a lot more better out here. I mean, out there as well. Like out here, I don't like the Asian food. Your guys' African food is good though. Like things like that. That's what I'm saying. Cultured. It's very cultured here. At home, there's also a lot more like greenery and it's more beautiful to look at. No offense.
So what's your... What's your fondest memory growing up there? And it's like, this is Seattle.
Okay. Probably like taking the ferry with my dad. My dad works on like boats and like carpentry. Like he can rebuild like a whole boat, paint it, varnish it, do all that stuff. So we would take the ferry back and forth to where he worked. So I would always be going over the water, which I miss. I miss being able to see water all the time. Cool. So there's just those memories of like, you know, spending time with my parents and stuff when I was young.
How'd you feel when Twilight came out?
I freaking loved that. Because it really looks like how I'm trying to explain it. Like, would I say green? Like, that is the definition. Literally.
I mean, I went,
you see in Twilight.
I went to Seattle once.
Did you?
I didn't leave the airport, though. But
you couldn't see anything then.
But I would say, like, I did feel different as soon as you're flying through Seattle, first, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
As you're flying over
yeah,
Seattle,
that's true.
You can't see anything until you literally go deep
down. Underneath. And then you start to see
like,
the lights.
You guys literally have another layer of clouds.
Yeah.
Like a whole layer of clouds. And then as soon as you go down, it's just bright.
It's just bright. The city lights up.
I would say that it was super bright and colorful. I thought about it. I was like, I wish I could
leave. Yeah.
And go visit. Because I was like, it looks way, I thought it'd be like rainy and like gloomy and
it's
stuff.
It's really, and like I said, we have all four seasons. We still have like, the rain, like, we still have the snow, we still have the sun.
As a photographer, I was
you like, would love it. Oh my this God.
Soft clouds, is it cloudy like that? Like a yes. lot, like, without the rain?
Yeah, it's cloudy. Like, there'll just be days that it's overcast and doesn't like, rain, of course.
Perfect photography spot.
It is. Oh my gosh. I really like the DMV. There's really nothing wrong with it. It's more so just the East Coast attitude compared to the West Coast. Like, even customer service, you'll come home, people will go above and beyond here to make sure where I'm from.
Where you're from. They yes. go, okay. Okay. Because I got something
I'm sorry.
To say
about
okay,
you'll good. Come to Seattle or you'll come to anywhere on the West Coast. It could be California. I don't know. Oregon. Doesn't matter. You're going to get exceptional customer service. Like, we like go above and beyond. I came here. I went to Wendy's. I sat in line for 10 minutes. I had to go back and forth with a girl about my freaking
that's Wendy's,
four chicken nuggets.
That's Wendy's though.
But it doesn't matter. I get that everywhere I go.
It's not, you gotta go to Chick-fil-A.
Okay, but you I shouldn't have to only go to Chick-fil-A.
I mean, so you saying the Wendy's in Seattle?
No, I'm just saying it's the attitude out here. Like, you guys have a really hustle.
Like, I've heard that. I've heard differently.
Really?
I've heard East Coast, this West Coast is fake nice.
No.
And we are like asshole nice.
You guys keep it 100, and
so
it's
that's
not nice.
That's the difference. The difference,
but it's not always nice. Like, it's more mean than it is.
So the
nice.
Difference, the best way I've heard somebody describe it, they say if you get a flat tire on the West Coast, somebody from California or whatever would be like, "Oh, that's so bad. You got a flat tire. Oh, I feel sorry for you," but they would not help you.
Somebody, I'm not gonna help nobody.
Exactly, but somebody over
you
here
might be crazy.
And it's funny because I do it all. Some, but people from this side will go, how the hell you get a dumb? How you get a flat tire? Why are you so stupid? Why are you get a flat tire? But then they will help you do change the flat tire.
I get what you're saying.
So that's the difference that I've got.
I get what you're saying. But for me, first of all, I wouldn't want anybody to, even for me, don't step aside for my flat tire. I have AAA. You all got to do that. For me, like, just keep your safety. You don't know who you're helping. Some people can be freaking crazy. You know, I know we just saw that girl that lied about the whole child being abducted or whatever the hell. So not everybody goes through those situations, but people really do like get sex trafficked and all these crazy things. You don't want to just help anybody. You don't know these people. Anyways, my moral of the story is I came here and I feel like the East Coast gave me more backbone. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like I have more of like I don't give a fuck attitude.
I can definitely see that.
At home, I cared so much about people. I cared so much about what they thought, things like that. I came out here, I was like, fuck y'all. Like, it is what it is. You know, this is just life, you know? So I feel like the East Coast has really built my backbone. So now I can go back to the West Coast and I can thrive and I can make sure that I'm using that hustle that I gained out here, you know, and the skills that I gained out here or whatever, and take those with me.
So was high school pretty easy for you?
No.
In Seattle?
High school is not easy. Like, I just hated high school in general.
Did
I also
you blossom
didn't
in college?
Yes, I loved college. College was my out of all my years of experience in life, 27 years on the earth, I would say college was my best years.
What was the difference between, I guess, was it the space?
High school was just like, you grow up with the same people. I also moved around a lot, honestly. My parents got divorced when I was 11. So when that happened, clearly my mom had to move out. They separated. Mm-hmm. My dad went back to St. Thomas. You know, I don't want to get too much into it, but we moved around a lot. We lived in different places. So I went to a different middle school than I did high school. I went to a different middle school in a different city. And then I moved to a different middle school the last year of middle school. So everybody that I went to middle school with in eighth grade, I went to high school with. But that last year when I went to eighth grade, everybody was mean. They bullied me. I don't know if it's just because it's like, you know, I had this light that was glowy and they felt it, or like what the vibes were. But I always have been somebody that has minded my business. So for you to bully me, it's because you're going out of your way.
What type of bullying are we talking about?
Girls are catty.
It was emotional.
Girls are catty. And a lot of times it's about boys too, right? A boy might like you. They like that boy. Something like that. It was always catty stuff like that. Or I would have friends that weren't really my friends. Like, they act like they were my friends, and I find out they're talking about me to so-and-so over there. So it was really those type of situations. As you say, fake or whatever, yes, I had that scenario in high school. But when I got to college, I feel like college was a melting pot. We had people from everywhere, honestly. Like, they could be in Idaho, they could be in Oregon, they could be in Seattle. Like, you know, everybody comes from all different walks of life and goes to a college. So I feel like I met so many different people. Yes, did I have ups and downs with roommates in college? Yes. But for the most part, like, my college experience was a vibe. We were lit.
Okay.
You know? So it wasn't the same type of like bullying or like, you know, girls being as catty and things like that. And we got older too, you know?
That too. Yeah. But in your high school, what was the demographic like?
I feel like we were a melting pot. We had a little bit of everything.
In high school?
Yeah. Everybody I dated was black. I mean, we had black choices. Yeah, we had black choices.
So it wasn't like you was like one out of 15.
Yeah. No, there was definitely like our black, there was a decent amount of black people that went to my school, if that makes sense. But still, clearly, more white and Asian, like I'm telling you. That's just how I feel like Seattle, and like the whole West Coast is in general. You have a lot of Asians.
I actually heard an article. I mean, it was an article. I don't know why I'm calling Instagram videos articles. But I watched the Instagram video. And they was talking about how the West Coast got like the best Korean food because it was like all the Koreans left Korea to go there.
Asian food is on point. Like, yeah,
all the top Korean chefs moved out to that area.
Yes, and we're closer to like Hawaii. We're closer to Asia, like that side. So like all the Hawaiians moved there. Our Hawaiian food. Oh my gosh, our Polynesian food. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I miss that. I miss it. Those are the only things I miss, though. Other than that, like, I came out here really more so for opportunity because I feel like...
So, yeah, how was that transition leaving from college to decide to come here? Like, what brought you here? Was it a job or just...
No. Okay, so I would visit every, like, probably, like, twice a year. My best friend from college moved here. Okay. So I ended up visiting, like, I don't know, for, like, 3 years, maybe in the summer, maybe in, like, I don't know, like, March or something close to my birthday. And then when 2020 happened and COVID happened, I was like, I'm ready to go. I've been here my whole life. I'm trying to try something new.
You did not move in during COVID.
Yes, I did.
You did. Oh, my God.
I picked up and moved. And she was like, okay.
Would it begin in COVID or like in the middle of COVID?
No, it's more so probably closer to the end of 2020, I would say.
Closer to the end
of COVID. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
2020 going to 2021.
So you was really over. You was in the house. You was like, I'm over it.
Yeah. I mean, I work from home now too, like my day job. But then I was working from home. Like everybody's working from home. So I'm like, why the hell am I here? I might as well get up, go try something new. Everybody else is doing it. Why am I here? Like, so anyway, she was just like, yeah, get up, you know, come. Like, you've been here. It's not like you haven't been here. You already know what it's kind of like. Like, so I ended up packing up. At the meantime, I still have my apartment back home.
Okay.
But because COVID was happening, you know, I got the little thing where they paid my rent. So my rent was paid at home. But I came out here and I was able to, you know, get situated. I moved in with her for a little bit.
Was there like an increase? Like a decrease or increase in like your housing rate?
Oh, out here?
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same price. The same, okay. I literally came out here. I was like, I feel like I'm paying the same price as what I was paying at home, but I'm getting paid less. Like your guys' minimum wage, all that stuff is less here.
Oh, what's the minimum wage there?
Our minimum wage is almost like $20, I want to say. It's like at least 17.
Okay, it was 15. 17 now.
Oh, is it 17 here too?
17 in D.C.
In D.C. See, I'm in Maryland.
Maryland, I think it's 12.
Maryland's awful.
I think Maryland's is, and I think VA is even still lower.
Yes, it's like 11.75 or 10. Some, yes,
I was thinking 8. So
Maryland is awful as far as their minimum wage. Maybe I need to move to actual D.C.
You know, D.C. minimum wage, I believe, is $17.
Okay, well, that's good. 16, that's like 17. Like how it is at home. So honestly, there was no difference in that. But as far as like cost of living, our cost of living is higher, so we get paid more. But I feel like here it's the same as far as cost of living, but I'm not.
Yeah. Do you mind talking about what do you do for your day job? I got something.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, right now, I don't want to give too much. I work for the feds. As like administrative assistant. Okay. Best way to explain it. Yeah. But before that, I worked in radio. Like I was saying, I worked in radio back home. I was working for their fundraising department. I was like the fundraising manager. And then I moved here and I had to get a new job because I didn't live there anymore. Yeah.
I mean, you see.
And it was hard to get into radio out here, honestly. Although I had that on my, I have that on my resume.
What radio stations did you?
I've applied to them all. Named them all.
Nothing bad.
Anything hip-hop. Have you met anybody in radio? R&B, anything hip-hop, even anything gospel, I've applied.
Have you met anything in radio? Like anybody in radio?
I mean, my manager right now, his aunt is Kathy Hughes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know him, but it's like, even now, I don't even really want to do traditional radio anymore. When I first moved here.
I mean, this is new radio podcasting.
Yes. When I first moved here,
and that's kind of perfect that we're going to skip into this.
Okay.
Let's talk about your podcast situation. This you started in 2020.
Podcasting. Okay, so I started my podcast in 2020. It was called She Walks By Faith 101, which technically it still is right now because I'm coming up with a new name, but I haven't figured that out yet. But when I first started it, I was working in radio, but I feel like I didn't have the opportunity to like get on air and like get that experience. And so one day I was just in my room and I was like, why am I waiting for this opportunity when I can make my own opportunity and start my own thing? So exactly. I started interviewing like influencers, just like myself, models, artists, business owners, really just anybody that wanted to come on and share their story. My first season was all about manifestation and really getting to like manifest whatever your goals are for that year or wherever you see yourself.
You got any tips for manifestation?
Yes. I would say, in the moment of manifesting something, never let those negative thoughts creep in and like throw you off your goals. Cause that happens to me a lot. Like you'll be thinking that something's gonna happen and it doesn't happen and it takes time. But sometimes it's just like, honestly, sometimes it's just like God blocking it at that moment because maybe you're not ready. Exactly. Or maybe you're not in the right situation. Like, so to you, it might seem like forever and you're not getting where you want to be. But at the end of the day, when it does happen, it's going to be perfect. Like, it's going to be the way it was supposed to happen, if that makes sense.
An example of something that you wanted to manifest and it didn't happen when you wanted it to, but it actually did.
I feel like there's still things I'm trying to manifest right now that still haven't happened. Like, I would like to move to California. We're talking about that. I would like more opportunities to get signed to an agency as far as my modeling goes. I would like more opportunities to audition for like, I don't know, television host or something. Do you watch like Love Island?
Yeah, I actually do watch Love
Island. Yes, I would love to be like the host, like Amaya Jama or something. Okay, like something like that. You know what I mean? Like I would love those type of opportunities. They haven't come yet. So, but I know that they will. So in this process of me like waiting for that or waiting for the opportunities to, you know, come to the forefront, you really just have to keep doing what you're doing, be consistent with your content and have faith throughout the process and just not give up. Yeah, so.
How do you think your networking is?
My networking, I feel like I'm good at networking. I feel like I could do better. Let me say that.
You could do better.
Because I feel like I'm always at home. I'm always working and I don't get out.
That's the thing. I was like, the way, like, especially all the things that you say you want to do, the way you get those is by meeting those people that can put you within those doors. That's why a manager and producers do help with that. But like how you say, if you're sitting at home, that's why I see with a lot of people that say they want to manifest things and they want things to happen. It's not going to happen if you're sitting at home. You have to leave your bubble in order for those things to happen. I told people, like, I went to a huge, you want to know about me. Mm-hmm. I went to a huge depression when I was young.
Yeah.
I told people, like, I told people I was in a black until I was 21. Wow. Like from 11, from 11 to 20.
Okay.
From 11 years old
to 21. Just childhood trauma or, like?
I grew up too smart for my own good. So okay. I grew up and I realized, I just grew up and realized I was going to die one day.
And that's my how first, you felt?
Yeah. Well, I went to a funeral. I went to my great grandfather's funeral.
Okay.
And it was the first funeral I went to. And it was like, it was like my first funeral. Mm-hmm. And nobody never talked to me about death. Like where he went, like what it is. I was in church.
Okay.
But like even thinking about the concept of heaven, like, you telling me, the civilization has been around for over 6,000 years.
Right.
It's a billion people living today.
Yeah.
So billions of people live and they all just go to heaven. Like, is that all one space?
Are they all
like, I was a flabbergasted. Yeah, like, where are they? I was like, everybody get their own little situation?
Right.
Their own dream? Is it a dreamland? Like, what is it?
Right. And you're really trying to find yourself and find, like, that part of yourself. I get that.
Yeah, so that just confused me as an 11-year-old.
Right.
And so, my first instinct was, like, not to give a fuck about anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how when we're young and it comes, like, I don't even want to get too religious, but like, I grew up in church too. Same scenario. Right. Oh, you were quiet.
I was
in
choir too.
Yeah. Like, I grew up in church and it's like, you really have to find God for yourself. And it's not going to be the way that the church wants you to do it all the time. Sometimes you're going to have different experiences. God's going to talk to you in different ways. It's never going to be the same. You know what I mean? So you had to go through that experience to figure out where you're at. You know?
But I had to get outside.
Yes.
I was in a box. I put myself in that box.
Yes.
And things didn't manifest for me until I got outside of that box.
Right.
Until I started to decide to do other things. Like, I used to be overweight. You know,
really?
I was 400 pounds.
Really?
And in that moment,
I'm over here like, I'm learning so much.
And I was 400 pounds. Uh-huh. And it just clicked at that moment, like when everything clicked, it was like I was working at a gym.
You were working at a gym?
Well, not, I was working at a recreation center, which had its own gym and a basketball court and everything. So I was like, yo, why I'm not just saying, and the majority of the time.
You could be working out.
I could be working out. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like 4 hours of the day out of an 8 hour shift. 3 of those hours, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But just sit and just talk to everybody that was there. Just sitting around, not doing nothing.
Yeah.
So during that time, when everything clicked, I decided, yo, I can just work out.
Yeah.
And so I worked out like at least 3 hours a day. Like I would go to the gym upstairs, run on the treadmill. Then when the kids came to the rec center and I was mentoring my high school kids.
Then you started to get active.
I would play them in basketball.
Yeah.
I would bet them money.
And that's the best way to do it is to naturally just let the, you know, let the weight fall off.
I went and bought a camera for the first time. And then buying that camera, I was like, yo, I'm going to start shooting music videos just for fun. And I just started doing all of these things. And I just, and me shooting those music videos. And then this person say, yo, you want to come to this event with me?
Right.
I'm like, all right, I go to this event. And then I'll just go into all these events and things, meeting all these people. And I'm a talker.
Yes.
So when I go out, I talk to people.
Yes.
I talk to everybody.
Of course.
And so that's when my manifestations really started to come through. But you have to get outside.
You have to get outside.
You can't just say, it's not going to come to you.
I know.
And that's like what a lot of people say, I'm praying a lot. I'm manifesting a lot. But that's only half of it. The other half is the action of it.
You have to start doing it.
Because the universe is going to feed you when it knows that you really want it. Mm-hmm. If the universe doesn't know that you want it, it's not going to feed you.
Right.
It's going, like how you said, if you let those negative thoughts creep in, it's going to feed you those negative thoughts.
It's not going to feed those positive. All of the goals that you have, because you're going to think that's never going to happen. See, that's the thing about manifestation, is you always have to believe that although it's not happening now, it's going to happen.
Exactly.
So as soon as you lose that little bit of faith that it's not going to happen anymore, that's what throws you off. That's what puts you in like the depression that you're talking about. Because it's like, at that point, you've given up. You're not putting out your content or whatever it is that you do. If you dance, you're not dancing. If you sing, you're not singing. Whatever it is, you give up. And then in the end, when you could have been further along, if you kept going within the storm or the, you know, whatever hard time you're in, you could have been further along. But now you're a little bit set back and you have to restart, revamp, pull it together, and then get back to where you're at. So it throws off your goals when you could be further earlier, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I've realized that, because even with my podcast, like I keep saying I'm going to revamp it. When is that going to happen? You know, that's something that I have to find
so
for myself.
So when you think of revamp, like, I know you said change the name.
Yes.
You said you was in it being all women.
Because, in the beginning it was all women. I feel like I've had more men than women on my podcast now.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Like, was it because men were reaching out to you, or you were reaching out to more men?
Well, really, most of the people that have been on my podcast, I met during the COVID time when we had Clubhouse. Were you on Clubhouse?
I was on Clubhouse for a
second. Okay, Clubhouse used to be it. It used to be the vibe.
I got bored of it quick, though.
Oh, my God. If you were really consistent with Clubhouse like I was, like, that's how I was networking.
I was meeting a lot of agents. I was meeting a lot of big network people.
Yes.
Because I found out. So what I did early on with Clubhouse, I would go... Because everybody was on it, like when it first came out, and all the big people was on it. So I would go while people was just talking, I'd go look at everybody's profiles, go to their Instagram accounts, and then I would go make a collection on my Instagram account with all the people. And I actually started separating people. I was like, yo, this is DMV people, this is Atlanta people, this is LA people. I was like, really, I got a whole collection.
Yes,
I was like, really,
that's
intricate.
How I was too. I was like
these are
projects.
Producers, these are executives. I was like, put them all in categories, make a little Rolodex. That's the only thing I use. That's the only thing. Then once I did
really
what I needed,
I used only Clubhouse for networking.
That's
same
the only reason
thing.
I
yeah.
use it. Yeah.
So most of my people that I've had on my podcast were from Clubhouse. So I don't know. I mean, I've had women reach out to me even from Clubhouse now. Like, I'm not even on Clubhouse actively. It's been at least like a year or two since I've really been on it. And I've had two girls reach out to me and like, hey, you still doing your podcast, I want to come on. So it's like, it's not that they don't want to come on. I just feel like during that time frame, it's probably just more men that were doing things, maybe more artists, stuff like that is what
I would
more
say
so
what
that
more
was.
Artists as well. Okay,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
What were the men talking about?
The men talked about what they wanted to manifest for the year. A lot of them were doing new albums, new singles. A lot of them were artists. I think I had two men that weren't artists. One was a business owner and the other one had his own podcast.
Same type of thing.
A lot of entrepreneurs. But a lot of them just talked about like what projects they had coming out or what podcast episodes they had coming out and really where they saw their podcast going or where they saw their music going or, you know, whatever in that sense. But
did you get more deeper with the girls?
Yes, I always get deeper with the girls. We talked about things that we're talking about as far as like growing up and really just going through bullying. Like I'm saying, most girls go through that stage. Like girls, other girls can just be really catty when we're young. I feel like as we get older and we become women, it's more about women empowerment. But when we're young, like we're all trying to fight for attention or mm-hmm. whatever it might be, especially within high school. It's all about popularity or whatever. So a lot of times we get deep into like childhood trauma more so, I feel like, with the girls than with the men. Like the men were more surface, like this is my music, blah, blah, blah. I would also ask them questions about who is an influential woman in their lives. So a lot of times they'll talk about their mom or their wife or whoever, you know, whoever is somebody that's inspired them to do what they're doing.
Okay. I love it when you guys like flow into one of my next questions.
Okay.
So one of my next questions was going to be, since you are an influencer and you're going to be influencing a lot of people, who do you look up to yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I would say my mom. I would say my mom. My mom is such a strong woman. She's been through so much in life, but we're very similar. She's a Pisces like me, but her birthday's February, so she's a Pisces.
Can you describe Pisces in a sentence?
Yeah, Pisces, we're water, like we flow, like we just get along with everyone. I really have not really met anyone that I could say I really don't get along with, unless their personality was way too strong.
Okay. What's your favorite zodiac?
Probably like Cancer. Another water sign. Like we're just so sweet. Like I like sweet people because that's how I am.
I can see that. Okay.
So I attract I would like to attract that. But when I get somebody that's like really feisty, I'm like, it's a lot of energy.
So you don't like fire signs?
It's not that I don't like them. It's just I don't know if I can always read them. You get what I'm saying?
So what's your least compatible sign then?
My least compatible? Probably like a freaking Leo or something like that.
Leo.
Some like a Leo, maybe even a Gemini, because they have split personalities sometimes, but more so Leo. My worst relationship was a Leo. Like I said, just too fiery, too much going on. That person was a cheater too. So when I caught them cheating, they wanted to act like, you know what I mean? Like they didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, I don't know. It was very different. And then also, well, me and Scorpios get along very well as far as like relationships go, but I feel like they just be lying. Men just be lying. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I feel like y'all ladies be lying too.
Everybody lies.
Yeah. You could have had that experience. For me, it's like it doesn't really matter what zodiac sign it was. Like they all lied.
They all lied.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so relationship wise, yeah. I mean, compatibility, like even just general, like friendship, just people you like being around.
Okay. But friendship, then yes. Scorpios, I love Scorpios friendship wise. I love Cancers friendship wise. My brother's a Capricorn. We get along pretty well. But Leos, I don't know. It's just that.
I did that. Yo. All right.
And no offense to Leos. I'm sure there's a nice Leo out there. I just haven't met
them. I was going to say that ironic because I love me some Leos.
I just haven't met.
My nieces are Leos.
I haven't met them yet. You know what I mean? Like, they can't all be bad.
I'll introduce you to some nice Leos.
Okay. I need to meet some. No?
Leo perspective is based on men or female Leos?
Both. I've had friendships. I had my longest friendship with somebody that I thought I would never stop being friends with. Literally was a Leo girl. And I don't know if it's just because, like I said, I can't always read them, if that makes sense. So you might be telling me something and you might think that you're just telling me, keeping it 100. But to me, I'm like, were they digging deep into that? Like, what's the perspective? Like, what do you really mean by that? Like, I couldn't read it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know if it was shade or if it's like, you get what I'm trying to say.
I get it.
Yeah. I just didn't know because I'm like, the energy's off. I'm quiet, I'm calm, I mind my business. You won't get too much with me. For me to be fiery, you really had to piss me off.
All right, I'm a fire sign.
You are.
Yeah, I'm a fire sign.
What are you?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, you're a Sag. I get along with Sages.
Yeah, I mean, most people do.
Yeah. Like, I haven't had issues with Sages.
We're the charmers of the Zodiac.
Yeah. So I don't think,
I don't know why he's laughing back there.
What's your sign?
You can talk about when you go ahead.
Ask him later.
Yeah, ask him later. But yeah, I'm a fire sign. I think I'm one of the coolest ones. We're Sagittarius.
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't had any issues with Sag, but Leos, I don't know. I don't know about y'all.
Okay,
that's all I
gotta
say.
All right, that's cool. I don't know a lot about Pisces.
We're just like Scorpios and Cancers. We're water. Like we just.
I know a lot about Cancer. I know a lot about Cancers.
Okay, you do.
A lot. I mean, so
what do you know?
Anytime I've ever like got like really close with a girl, they've either been a Leo or Cancer.
Okay. And are they more like loving, sweet, caring, or what they give you?
A Cancer's always sweet. Cancer's always caring. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They also are also passive aggressive. Yeah. Very emotional.
Very emotional.
You just have to learn about their emotional side.
Definitely.
You just have to learn that person.
But I feel like I move off of emotion because I'm a water sign. So to me, anybody else that's a water sign, like we kind of get that, if that makes sense.
Okay, Well, I mean, so do you know what your rising and your moon sign is?
Yeah, my rising, I think I'm Pisces, Scorpio.
Okay.
I think when I did, I was Pisces, Scorpio.
Right, so Scorpio is your moon. Scorpio is your moon?
Pisces. No, because isn't it sun, moon, rising, right?
Yeah, so your sun is Pisces, which your rising?
My rising is Scorpio.
Your rising is Scorpio, okay.
And then my moon is Pisces. Yeah.
Okay, so you're just a Pisces all over
I'm
too,
just,
then?
I'm just, yeah. I'm okay, a walker.
Yeah, because my moon is a Cancer. Oh, it's a water sign.
So you have the emotion.
That's why I was like, yeah, I'm balanced. Yeah, yeah. I got some nice balance. Yeah. I think I got some wicked balance, actually. Because, you know, okay. Sagittarius is like usually really spontaneous.
Yeah, they are.
Out of the blue. But
you could tell you're spontaneous. Like, you got up, moved here, did this, do that. Made your whole place.
I am a spontaneous person. Yeah. But then, like, my rising sign is a Virgo.
Okay.
And Virgos are usually very organized. That's the only thing I know about Virgos, that they organize.
Virgo, yes. Virgos are very grounded. That's the best thing that I can explain it. Like, they pretty much have everything together. Like, Beyonce's a freaking Virgo. You see how she's grounded? Like, exactly. That's the best way to explain it.
I feel like if I was a full Sagittarius or some other like fire sign, right. Like said, I'd be like all over the place.
Yeah.
But I think the Virgo grounds me, like how you said. It makes me a little bit more organized.
Right.
When my Sagittarius, I don't want to be organized.
Yeah.
But then I'm also a little bit more of emotional because of my Cancer.
Because of your Cancer.
Yeah. So I'm like really intertwined with my emotions and things like that.
For me, I feel like I'm emotional. I'm very emotional. I can be. But at the same time, like, my emotions could either be very good or very bad. So when they are bad, they're heightened. Like, those emotions are going to be like, don't play with. You've heard that Pisces could be a little crazy sometimes. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you really have to push my buttons. But when you put me there, you don't want to see me there. You know what I mean? But most of the time, you're going to get this. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be sweet. I'm going to get to know you. I don't like issues. I don't like problems. If we can sit down, talk, and just have a conversation. I'd rather do that than sit there and argue with you or go back and forth and text. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's not maturity.
How have you handled your toxic relationships then?
Toxic relationships. I just had to X those out at some point. Like, I used to, I would say that when I was young, probably like 21, was my last really, really deep relationship that went wrong, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more so because I was young, I was naive, I was manipulated, and I didn't value my worth as much. So I feel like over the years, I've learned more about myself. I know what I do want, I know what I don't want, and I'm not gonna tolerate anything less. That's just what it is now. Back then, I would go back. You know how it is. You'll go back to the relationship, think that's going to be better this time, and it's not. So I think I've learned after all of those times.
Okay. So since you have, what's one thing you would tell a younger Jackie, like, let's say college? College Jackie.
College.
Like, so what's one thing you've learned and, like, you really go back and think, like, I wish I could tell myself better?
Well, first of all, like I said, just know your worth, even when it comes to relationships and friendships. I've had a lot of friendships that have gone wrong, too, just because I've let people walk all over me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like I said, I moved here and I have a backbone now. Now I'd be like, bitch, you can kiss my ass. Back then, I was like, oh my God,
would you call yourself a people pleaser?
Blah, blah, blah. Like, let's talk. Like, I was a people pleaser.
You call
yourself? Yes, definitely. Now I don't care. I don't care. You could live your life. You could go over there. Let me mind my business in peace. That's really where I'm at.
Where do you think it came from? You being a
people pleaser. My mom is so sweet, and she's such a people pleaser. She will literally bend backwards for anybody. And I feel like I gained that, like, just growing up, watching her, you know? And then I got to a certain age where I'm like,
You said your parents were divorced, right? How old were they? How old were you when they got?
I was 11. I have an older brother. My brother was like 7 years apart. 11, he was like 17, okay. 16, 17, something around there. Yeah, but I was like 11 and my parents got divorced, but they're still great friends now. It took them years.
But was it like a lot going on during that period?
Definitely.
Like, did you find yourself trying to please both sides?
No, my parents would never do that to me.
They never, okay.
They would never do that to me. They would never make me like pick. My dad, my grandpa died, so he went back to St. Thomas. So there was a long period of time that I didn't have my dad for like 5 years, I would say. Yeah, like 5 years. My grandpa died. He went back. He had a taxi business. So my dad started running the taxi business. So it was just me and my mom and my brother for a really long time. So it didn't feel like I had to choose. Like my dad would still call me. I still talk to him. You know what I mean? Like I never got to that space.
So you say your mom influenced you.
Definitely. Because we're the same. Me and my mom are so much like so similar. So and she's had to learn that for herself too, not to please everybody. Even her kids.
What month is Pisces?
February, March.
What when did it start?
End of February.
What day?
Middle of March.
You know the day,
February 19th?
So my 20th? Mom might be. Damn, my mom's a Pisces then.
Oh, when is she? February mom, what?
19th.
Okay, yeah.
She's a Pisces.
That's Rihanna's birthday. I think and my it's mom, like the
19th. And my mom's a people pleaser.
Yes.
And she's not.
You have to learn
she's not
it.
Confrontation.
You have to
she's
learn.
Not a confrontational person.
I don't like confrontation.
She, at my all. Mom, and it's funny. Oh my God, it's so funny because I just talked about it the other day because I was like, I used to hate that my mom wasn't confrontation when I was younger. She wasn't allowed a personal confrontation. I used to get in trouble a lot in school.
Oh, so you and wanted your mom to go up there and be like, ah.
It was like, because I would get in trouble for things that were not my fault.
Okay.
And she would not. Yeah. I mean, I put myself in those predicaments.
Yeah.
But from my, you know, like I got suspended for 50 days once for getting into a fight with a security guard.
Oh.
A grown person when I'm 14. Right. I'm 14 right. years old.
So they hit you first?
I don't remember how I started.
Because my mom would go off if somebody hit me first.
My mom didn't go off. My mom would not go off. I would get into trouble for the stupidest things. Just talking, I got into trouble. Because, you know, I was one of those kids where, like, I grew up, I was in Southeast D.C. Mm-hmm. It was Northeast D.C., but all Southeast, all those ghetto kids went there. And so, but I wasn't one of those type of kids that you would look at and think, he's going to cause me trouble.
Right.
Like, he's not going to slip my, the other kids would slip the tires after school.
Right.
You know, if they knew where your car was at, they would mess with your car. That's how ghetto they were. They would go mess with your things. I wasn't that type, and they could see that. So I think they would use me as an example.
Yeah.
Because we grew up in D.C. D.C., you joning.
Yeah.
You joking around. That's what they did all day.
Yeah.
I was a quiet person. I didn't say anything to and not unless
it's
you said something to me.
It's quiet people that get bullied, though, right?
Yeah, I got bullied. Like, I wouldn't say anything. Matter of fact, I got expelled from a school, from a Holy Comforter. It's a Catholic school.
Okay.
I got expelled. They said I had a demon in me. I got expelled. I had anger management issues. I got into a fight, and I couldn't calm down. For like an hour, and so
a demon.
So I had to go to therapy.
Right,
but like my mom never defended me. I was like, mom, this dude been bullying me for 3 months now. I was brand new to the school.
Right,
I got is this school starts in August. I got it expelled in October. I was like, he's been bullying me since I stepped in the school.
Right,
and then one day I just flipped.
Yeah,
and I couldn't take it. And she never defended me. Every time I would get suspended, she would never defend me. She was non-confrontational. And I wish she was one of those other parent moms that would come up here and yell and like defend your kid. Like you never defend
but
me.
But I don't think you should look at it like that. Because I mean, that piece is like needed. You know what I mean? Because if you had somebody that was just as fiery as you, you probably wouldn't be able to calm down. But since your mom's like an opposite, you know what I mean? Like opposites attract. That's a good thing. Those are skills that you can learn from your mom.
Yeah, like, I'm very calm now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I still get heated, but.
But I'm just saying like back then, even back then, like she was just probably trying to bring like the peace more so. Like just speaking from a Pisces perspective, I could only see that being the reason why she wouldn't want to make things more than it already was. But I get that. I get why you wanted her to like fight for you, you know, or like.
But
feel
I have
like
to learn that. I have to learn that about her as an adult now. Going back into my past, like the reasons why, like she would, I got not didn't like her, but you know she would get on my nerves when I was younger. Now I can see why she was the
way
she is. Like you know, even, I'm learning even more. Like oh, she's a Pisces. So I was like, all right, that's part of her zodiac.
Yeah,
she's not confrontational.
That we really aren't. Like I literally have had back and forth confrontation with people, and at the end, I'm the one that's just like. And people are like, well, you wouldn't hit her or do this or do that. And I'm like, no. Like, it's literally never that deep.
We talked a lot about your past, about manifestation and things like that. So I kind of do want to go a little bit just more into, not manifestation, just like, what are your goals? So where do you see Jackie, like, in the next 5 years?
Oh, my God. I hope I'm rich, first of all. Like, I really hope I'm rich doing something on a yacht. Like, just living my best life.
Rich by your own accord or rich by your lover?
No. Huh? What do you mean? I would like to be rich for myself.
Okay.
It would be a plus if the person I'm with is rich as well. Great. But I would like to just be rich for myself. Like, have my own business, not have to work for the white man. You know what I mean? Right now I work for the government. Like, we're working for the white man. Like, I don't want to have to do that anymore. I would like to have my side hustle be my main hustle all the way around. You know what I mean? Definitely, like I said, see myself getting signed to an agency as far as my modeling goes, revamping my podcast, getting more brand deals for sure. Maybe like with like Nike or like Nordstrom's or like something that's going to be lucrative, something where you walk into the store and you see me on the campaign board type of situation, you know? So just really any new opportunities. And then really, like I said, more hosting. Even if it's just me auditioning and I don't get the role right away, like, I just like to do that and gain more experience auditioning for roles at the end of the day. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'd definitely be rich with a house somewhere.
How? What's rich?
Rich. Like how rich? I would say at least 100 mil rich.
100 mil?
At least. Maybe not a billion. House in Cali? You see how long it took Rihanna to get to a
billion. So when you're rich, where you feel like you're going to settle it?
I don't know. I might move out the country, honestly. Okay. America's getting ghetto.
It is.
It's getting real ghetto.
I've been thinking
here.
About it too. It's a lot cheaper to live.
Honestly, I might especially move to like Greece
in our field, being an influencer. You can work anywhere.
Yes. Or like, okay, if I didn't live in the US, I'd probably live in like somewhere in Europe, like UK or something where they still speak
English.
Actually,
you never thought about like St. Thomas?
Well, yeah, but that's still U.S. territory. I mean, maybe if I moved to the British Virgin Islands.
The British Islands?
Yeah. My dad was originally born in Montserrat, which is the British Virgin Islands. So, like, on my birth certificate, it will say my dad's name in U.K. It will say my mom's name clearly in U.S. But, yeah, somewhere in the U.K. where they still speak English, because I don't know any other language. I mean, I'm not against learning another language. It's just you think easier you can to
learn,
talk.
You think you can learn another language? I'm in a zone right now where I feel like I need to learn another language.
I mean, I took Spanish for 4 years and none of it sunk in the way it should have.
I took French.
Oh, you took French?
I took French for 3 years. I could read it.
Okay. Well, that's a plus.
Read it. I can
at least
read
you
can
go to France and be like, okay, I know what this says.
I can read some stuff.
Yeah, I can
get the gist.
You. Okay.
If like somebody was talking slowly.
Yes.
Like even a little bit of Spanish. I can read. I think like reading languages are really easy.
A little bit of Spanish. I can do a little bit of Spanish, but that's sad for somebody that took Spanish for 4 years. Like how come I can't speak it fluently? So for me, I would really have to put my all into it. I also took Spanish in high school. Like were we really being serious in high school? You know, like we weren't thinking about second language skills the way we should have been. Because now we're older and we're like, we could be bilingual, making money. You know what I mean? Doing different things. But yeah, I'm not against learning another language. I just need to be completely into learning it.
You see kids in 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have kids. I feel like I need to have the
ring
package. Thing? Yes, and then we can talk about children.
Want to get married before you have kids?
I would like to do it the traditional way. I mean,
but you wouldn't be mad at it if it happened?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad. My mom had me before she married my dad, so... I mean, it is what it is. You know, if it happens, it happens. But if I could choose the way I want things to go, yes, I would like to go traditionally. I meet the person. We get the ring. We get the kids.
$100,000 wedding, too.
I mean, I don't even know that many people for it to be $100,000. I mean, if the person I'm with ends up having a lot of family. But my family's small.
So you don't need a big wedding?
Well, I don't personally. I just want it to be glamorous. It doesn't have to be big.
I mean, glamorous are still costs.
When I mean glamour, I just mean like, you know, rhinestones, pretty, glitzy, glamoury, things like that.
I mean, weddings add up. People don't realize that. Like, okay. I charge like $3,000 to $5,000 for a wedding.
Okay, maybe
just for me, there's a photographer. So you got to imagine venue, food, liquor, all that. $100,000
is a good
dress.
You're right.
I was like,
right.
I think the minimum is probably $80,000, actually.
Okay.
Well, at a minimum for a wedding.
Let's give me that extra 20, because who knows?
So,
but like, $100,000 is good, especially if I'm, you know, a 100 millionaire over here.
I remember a basketball player's wife was talking about it on like Love and Hip Hop or something. She was like, I think she wanted to spend like $280,000 on her wedding.
Who was it?
I forgot who it was.
I could see that.
Else.
They're rich though.
I was like, you said you was rich. I was like, how much?
Okay, yeah. If I'm rich, then I won't care. I'll spend it however much I want.
I told my, I'm trying to get married in a castle.
What?
I want to get married in a castle.
the castle? So like in Europe or somewhere?
See, yeah, I want to go somewhere, get married in a castle, do a big, like Snow White type looking stuff.
I would like that. Like, I think that that's
nice. I explained it on my wedding days when I'm shooting wedding. I'm like, this is your day to be magical. Right. This is your day to just to make believe, have fun, do what you want. It is about family and all those things. But this is like one of, like, if you're one of those girls that love wearing dresses, when you're, this is your day to twirl around. That's just how I talk to my brides when I'm working with them. I'm like, this is your day. Aww. Feel special. You know, even I even told my grooms, I'm like, I know it ain't about us the majority of the time, but it's your day too, Prince.
Yeah, yeah, you know, definitely. I mean, we'll just have to see when that comes. But personally, to me, I'm trying to
come into America type weather. That's how big I'm thinking.
I mean, yes. I mean, I could see that too. Especially if you marry someone African, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about like the glam, like the rituals and all of how big everything was. Like, that's how big my wedding gonna be. Like, I'm gonna shoot it. I'm gonna make mine as a film. We're gonna be acting.
Yeah.
On the day of my wedding, we're gonna shoot some films.
It's gonna be a vibe for sure. That's what I would like, but I feel like right now I just want to get my career together.
So career focus. For
Once
next
I can get my career all the way together and making money doing what I love, the way I want to be making money, like consistently, not having to work a 9-to-5 at all, then we can talk about marriage, sit down, this and that. I would like stability first, like all the way around in every aspect. So if that makes sense.
So I guess my final question is going to be, what do you think is going to take you to fully be comfortable to get rid of your 9-to-5? I remember when I quit my 9-to-5, I just hated it. So I just left. I wish I was more smart.
I wish I could quit my 9-to-5 right now.
So like,
but I think for me, I just need to see my brand deals be consistent.
So I will have a
really good brand deal. Let me just kind of break it down to you, because influencer work can be up and down. You can have really good seasons, then you can have dry seasons. That's just a business though, right? Like anybody's business. But like, I'll have a really good season where I have consistent brand deals. I'm getting paid every month, whatever. And then I'll have a season where it's like, okay, that contract's up. Maybe they didn't renew it. Maybe I haven't heard from any other companies. And that might last for like 3-4 months. So that would be 3 or 4 months that I wouldn't have money, right? That not having money coming in at least. So that means I need to stack a certain amount, save that, stash that. Then I can quit my 9-to-5 because then it won't matter. I already have some backup funds. I don't got that right now. Right now, I'm trying to do this, that, travel, do this. You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm trying
to do so. Life be life.
What I could be saving, I'm spending on so many other things. So if I could just get my financial, like maybe I need like a financial advisor or something. I need somebody to really help me like manage stuff. And once I can get that together, I can quit my 9-to-5. And I can get consistent brand deals.
So do you have a number of the savings that you need in order for you to feel comfortable?
I don't know.
Like if you had in your bank, in your savings account.
I mean, like, I would like at least 75K.
You said
75 is good, but 75? Like I would like at least 100K.
Saved up?
Stash.
And then you'll quit your job.
Yes. Why do I need it? You know what I mean? Right now, my pay isn't even 100K per year for my 9-to-5. I make more money doing my other stuff, if you think about it, you know? But it just needs to be consistent. And then I'll quit. Or if I have 100K saved up.
Yeah. I mean, what if it was getting to the point of like consistency where you was like,
then I would give it up.
I need to put more focus. Like, that's another, it's a person, Finesse's Only Club. I don't know if you know him, but he has a podcast. That's his Instagram, Club. Finesse's Only Club, and it's like rich and unemployed. But he just started his podcast, I want to say, about a year ago.
Right.
And it's to the point where he was like, he ain't having 9-to-5. He had some other things he was doing. But right. He said he gave those up once the podcast was like really starting to give numbers. He said he still had a period of time where he didn't have it. He didn't like three months where he wasn't bringing in the same money he had, but he was just focusing just on his podcast. But now his podcast.
But he had probably had some money saved up, right? During those 3-4 months? No. He was just sitting?
Mm-hmm.
How did he pay his rent?
He probably had enough to pay his bills.
That's what I'm saying. Like you just need to have some, for me.
Or maybe
at
that point, that podcast, like I quit my 9-to-5 job when photography was paying just as much as my regular job.
That makes sense.
Like it was paying just as much. Yeah. But I had way more money when I had both.
Right.
But it was paying just enough, and I hated the job so much. I didn't hate it. I hated the people that was at the job so much.
Yeah.
I was like, man, just forget it.
And another reason why I haven't quit my 9-to-5 is the flexibility of it, I would say, too. I work from home. So, and I work whatever hours that we need for that day. So I'm helping pretty much government officials with their meeting. So if their meeting is an all-day meeting and it happens to be from like 9-to-5, cool. That means if I go over that time, the next day I can flex my hours. I'm only working 6 hours because I worked, I don't know, 10 hours the day before. And I'm at home. So that's another plus towards it. I feel like if I was in person right now, definitely I would want to quit even sooner.
But it's
the flexibility of just being at home, just doing normal like office tasks that, you know, that come easy, that make it easy money to make more so.
So you don't feel like it's taken away from...
I don't feel like it's taken away because in between that time, I'll go take content or like do a video tutorial when I'm just sitting there in between meetings and stuff. Like I have time to do that right now.
Okay.
But on the weekends, I work at a casino. I'm not going to say what casino because I don't need you guys popping up. I work at a casino in the DMV.
Okay.
And I do cocktail serving too. So I do that. And I also do like bottle girl stuff for... more so like Caribbean and dance hall parties. So whenever there's like an event or something, they'll put out flyers. They'll ask the girls if they want to come and be a part of that. So I make money in different ways right now. I'm just doing a lot of stuff. I would like to just focus on what I really want to do, you know? I'm doing a lot right now.
We're going to get you there.
We go.
I'm going to manifest with
By
you.
By end of year, I can see it happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up for today.
Okay.
We're definitely going to have to get you back.
Yes,
on here.
I enjoy my time.
So any projects or whatever you want to just shout out really quick, you know what to do.
I would say just be on the lookout for any of my podcast episodes coming out because we are revamping. I can't give you
They can still watch the previous ones now, right?
You watched the previous ones?
I listened to some on your Instagram account, but I was like, it's still on Apple Podcasts though, right?
It's still on Apple Podcasts. I'm still going to keep it on the same platform. I'm literally just going to change the name. So you might have the old episodes that you can go back to. They'll just have the old name on it. So if that makes sense. But anyways, yeah, definitely the podcast is going to come out. Any of my campaigns I'm doing, if you guys could support by using my discount code or shopping whatever brand I'm promoting at the time, that would be great. And then really, I'm just going to keep doing fashion shows. So if I have any fashion shows and I put out my links for you guys to buy tickets, I would love for you guys to come, support, be a part.
It's Jackie Nina, right?
It's Jackie Nina on TikTok, on Instagram. On YouTube, it's just Jackie_Nina. I don't have Twitter anymore. Deleted that. If you want to follow me on Threads, it's the same thing as Instagram. So you can follow me on Threads, but I haven't been posting on Threads.
Threads died 2 days after.
Yeah, literally it did. I don't post on Threads, but I mean, you can follow me there too. So thank you.
All right. So that's the show, my kings and queens. And we're going to check you guys out on the next one.
Yes. All right.
Peace.